That was good. 3, 2.
Welcome to the Cold Ones Podcast. Wait. How do you do it legally?
It's been so long.
It's been a week.
He's been gone.
Because Cody wasn't here.
Yeah.
3, 4 weeks.
Well, it's been a long time.
Was it 4 weeks?
Without you, my friend.
You were gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I was gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, that was the longest two. We realized that you are the glue that holds our relationships
the
together
cum,
for breakfast.
The cum that holds us three men
during
together.
Sex, yes.
The cum that holds our sex together.
I don't like that anymore.
That's what you gotta tell your partner.
Yeah,
you're the cum that holds the sex together.
Really let them know you love them.
Stick on my back.
I have to grab.
I hate it.
Oh my god, Batty, what's it mean when it just goes red, red?
Red, red. What do you mean, red, red?
Wait, it's like watch when we do that.
Don't do that.
What was that? What does that mean?
Don't.
It's when you laugh.
Don't do it.
What does that mean? Do we need to test that?
No.
What is that? Was that?
Don't hit the. Stop hitting the table.
Well, now it's not doing it. Okay,
when you hit the table, it breaks everything. Stop hitting the table.
Is that how your audio broke last time?
You know, I mean, maybe.
Oh yeah, didn't you get too loud?
Last podcast, guys. Hi, you can hear me again. They could hear me last time too because it was picking up through Caleb's mic next to me because I'm so fucking loud.
What?
It worked out, right? So yeah, last time I smacked the table 7 seconds in, like when we did our audio test, was fine. Then I hit record for the second time and you hear us great and you hear the clap and then me hit the table, my mic cuts. So I'm assuming when I was
here, I'm like, cut the mic.
So I'm assuming when I was setting up all the mics and dragging shit, my cable was loose and then I hit the table and it just came out.
Yeah. That makes me so nervous. I'm just going to watch the bar the entire
time. I keep
now.
Looking over at it. Like, am I talking? I'm talking. Okay, I'm good.
Dude, this is like fucking 21 episodes in and we're still like episode one problems. It's like, unsubscribe. Oh, there's no mic on this episode. What? We're doing this?
Did you guys scrap the last one?
No, it's still up.
You can hear me through another one. Yeah. I'm just real quiet.
Just, nice. We have quality control on this podcast.
How many episodes are we in?
This is 22.
We're going to do push-ups after this.
We're going to save our friends. Sorry, not friends. We call those ones.
That's the only way to do it.
Call your friends. Don't do fucking push-ups.
Invite them to hang out.
Makes it it's way better than doing push-ups.
I mean, knock off my push-ups today for my bro. Fuck you.
Man, Batty sound really depressed today.
Let's do a push-up.
1, 2, 3. That'll do it. I'll hold him over till brunch.
Yeah, your glistening pecs make me feel so much better about life, bro. Thanks.
Fuck, man. This is how we're starting. Welcome back, Donut.
Well, hello. Hi. I went on a road trip.
How was that?
It was cool, man.
What'd you go on a road trip in, though?
The Hellcat. It was fun.
He made cat. Record timing getting across.
It's weird. It's weird.
I have no idea how I didn't get pulled over the entire time.
Because you were legally driving the speed limit the entire time.
Legally 65. Driving this if it was 110.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It wasn't a joke, but it's a joke.
You made it to South Carolina, North Carolina in 6 hours.
Yeah, somewhere.
So weird.
It's faster than a flight.
How do you do it? Legally, that's how.
I just picked
up. How do you do it?
The 747 flying in the air. You're next to them. No wings. It's just your Hellcat.
Windows down.
I seen that in Fast and Furious, yeah, actually.
I seen Dom's in your passenger seat like,
family.
Family.
We don't need gravity.
I'm still not sick of the Dom family memes. I'm not. I keep seeing more and more, I'm just like.
I'm happy that whole thing transpired. Whoever started that meme. There was one person that started that.
Imagine being that guy, and you know that's like some basement dwelling neckbeard son of a bitch who's gonna be like, I started this meme guy. And nobody's gonna believe it. All none of his friends. He's gonna brag on fucking 4chan or
this
Tumblr.
This was my doing. I did this. I was the one that started this.
That's a good D&D voice. Why can't you do that?
This one?
That's so much. Anything's better than your redneck fuck.
It's not gonna happen. Hey, the second true. It goes back, I'd be like, I could choose this voice. Or this voice.
And the rock falls.
Or I could do this voice and I'm a dark elf. Oh no! I'm pissed, guys! I need a hit on the bar maiden. I roll a 3. God damn it, Eli.
I hate it so much. I like it better than the other one, though.
Aww.
So, speaking of D&D things, it's going to be starting soon. Like, I'm planning. I got Darnell's going to be in, Caleb, Lori, and I think at this point I'm going to grab you two, and we're just going to... This is going to be like a little offline just for me to get my mojo back, and then...
I would love to do that. That would be amazing. That sounds so funny. I can't wait to get Caleb into D&D.
Dude, he's so excited. He's been texting me all the time about it. I'm like, I can't wait, Caleb, because he's... Caleb's a nerd. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
it's gonna
yeah.
be good. It's gonna be dumb. And also D&D things. Eli, I gotta show you something real quick, okay? So just stay right there. Eli, I gotta get something.
Okay, we'll fill in the air. Batty's going. Okay, Batty's left the room.
Batty stumbling around.
He's stumbling. He's only had one.
Wow.
Okay, he's entering the room naked. That's his penis in his hand.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow. Okay. I see why Laura's.
A roll of dimes.
It's a roll of dimes. Oh my god!
Yeah, that's what I thought! Fuck you!
I don't know what that is.
Is this Icy Death?
Yeah.
And then you have Twinkle?
Yeah. What are those, Eli? Describe those to everybody listening.
Icy Death and Twinkle!
What are Icy Death and Twinkle? And don't say your pet names for me and Donut.
My dual scimitars, I like
Icy
to
Death
handle.
And Twinkle.
This is Baddies and Donut's penis name I gave them. Batty has Icy Death.
I said that was Twinkle.
Me with chills. And Donuts is Twinkle, because that's what happens to my eyes when I see it. Dude, this is Durden's swords. His dual sword. So he's a scimitar. He got this one from fighting Icy Death. Wait, this is Icy Death, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got this one for fighting the dragon, Icy Death, in the Ice Wendell trilogy, the original book, when they killed it with him and Wolfgar. They killed this fucking... Why do I know this? A dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how he got this. This makes him immune to fire, or very resistant to fire. Yeah. So when he fights the... he fights a few demons from hell, and they didn't have the power they did because he had this. He didn't realize the sword had that power. And then this is Twinkle... This one lights up
on fire, I believe, or no, it glows.
It
right?
glows.
Yes, it has like has a glow thing. Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, later in the book series, like book 28, this one gets an upgrade to something. I forget what happens. Both of his swords get an upgrade because they get Girdlegrim, the dwarven home, the original OG home. They get that and has the magic forge, and then Brunner reforges the swords. These are fucking. Dope! Who made these? Where'd you get these from?
We were walking in the mall the other day, and there was a Think Geek store that was closing. They were going out of business, and those were in there. I was like, I'm going to buy those. But that space, see the space we cleared on the wall in the D&D? Yeah, so nobody here can actually see, but there's a space on the wall where they're going to be hanging.
You need, like, Angus Fang. That's...
the big one, right?
Angus Fang is... not Brunner. Wolfgar's hammer.
Yeah.
His like throws in, it comes back to his like it fucking magically teleports back. And then Brunner's axe is the
doesn't it have the axe of dwarven lords? Doesn't it translate over to the axe of dwarves?
Yeah, Milnajor.
Mjolnir, that's a hammer.
No, fuck, what is
I don't you know this stuff. You know the Forgotten Realm stuff. I know some of it. Like, I know Drit stuff.
Remember it. I'm like, oh god. All that shit's like...
Don't worry. I have something for you after, too.
Are you giving him
Will you just put this on?
What is it?
That's Golden Star from Tarkov.
Golden Star.
That's an actual golden
that's
star.
Actual...
Wait, that's a Tarkov golden star.
Yeah, that's the actual. Oh, I just want to see you open this.
It's
so
that small?
Yeah, it's actually that small.
I thought it was like
no
a yo-yo God, size. At
yeah,
least.
So Tarkov star is like a lip balm.
Yeah, because like
no. That's there's Vaseline in Tarkov, but then there's the golden stars. He's like trying to open it. It's really small. It's actually that big.
Have you opened it yet?
Yeah, yeah. I used it yesterday.
Is this the one that cures?
Yeah, you
like,
gotta try
to
figure out how to fucking open it. See, it's actually difficult.
He's trying this to open is this what cures headaches, AIDS, everything, right?
Gay.
But it gives you radiation poisoning.
Oh, you got it open?
Yeah.
Nice.
That smells lovely.
Are you sure it's
lip balm?
You can see where I used it.
Whoa.
I know.
It's Laura. What is it? What's in it? It's like cinnamon.
Cinnamon cloves in there.
Dude. Oh my God. It smells like
Vicks.
No, it smells like when you go to, who makes the cards? Those, your holiday cards. Who makes a Hallmark? When you walk into like the Hallmark or the old people store with like candles
the
and cards
and cinnamon.
Just rub it on your nose.
Look,
just rub it on your nose.
Think of like Hallmark or those like shops.
Okay, don't put on. Stop. That's enough. Stop it. It's too much.
My lips feel funny now.
Look, it's Hallmark. Smell it. It's an old people shop.
So for everyone wondering, Donut just put the golden star on his lips. Brandon will have something to say about this. It's gonna make your face all numb. Well, you know, it's fine.
You just said do it. You
I know.
Lip balm.
Of course I did. I want it for the podcast. It's content. Yeah.
It also is laced with DMT. So have fun and
it's just gonna make your lips all tingly.
It's super tingly.
Yeah.
That's not lip balm, is it?
Well, it's like kind of lip balm.
What's kind of?
You're supposed to like put it like above your like. Right
I just put it on my lips.
What's it supposed to do?
Can you ingest this?
Are you
sure?
It's got
Russian writing on it. I just turned
Brandon,
over my
Brandon
fucking
did
body.
This too. Brandon did this too. It's okay. He's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, we saw him yesterday.
Did we? He was kind of mumbling stuff. I thought he was drunk.
I want to get this out of the way early so we'd have the whole podcast to watch what happens. I don't know. So.
He's just like running.
He burns a little bit.
Confused right now.
Oh, to be fair, I wanted to do it to Eli, but you just felt like an easier target.
Wow, that's nice.
I haven't seen you in 3 weeks,
yeah,
Cody.
Here you go, buddy. We love you.
Put this shit that hasn't been approved by the FDA on your fucking mouth.
Yeah, is it burning? Great. Speaking of burning, Blizzard and Activision. There, that's the transition. Oh, now we have a good transition into the next show. It's perfect.
Open this, dude.
What if you got it on your pee-pee? You know?
Don't.
I know I'm going to have to wash my hands really good.
Don't touch your dick later. Well, I mean, okay, just wash your hands
like
twice.
Wash my hands really good.
How did you open this?
Why is
my penis glowing?
And I had to go like around.
Oh, I got it.
There we go.
God, that is miserable.
I'll do it too.
In solidarity, Thaddeus putting
the gold
star on. They're
doing it. Your boy's not. No, I'll smell it.
Just kiss it.
God, that smells like Hallmark.
Makes me miss Christmas.
I know. Oh, wow. Wow, my eyes are watering from just smelling it. That is strong. That is a potent potable.
It's on my lips.
Well, if unsubscribe is just me next week, I don't know why.
Me and Donut have lip cancer.
Your lips are gone. You're just fucking like...
Hey, like, crispy. Man. Yeah,
yeah. These guys look terrible now.
Eli wearing a black suit. Well, welcome to unsubscribe. One clap.
One quiet clap.
Just the most dumb.
Man, you should have done more push-ups, Eli.
So, golden star, everyone.
If Eli did 22 push-ups, I wouldn't have put that on my mouth.
God, that is... I can smell that on your guys' like lips
you
right now. No, I'm good.
Wait, is this what I have to do to get you to stop kissing me?
Yeah, that's the fastest way.
I'm going to tell Chocolate to put this on his lips.
When you're around Eli, wear this.
Hey, Chocolate, this will do the trick.
Eli's kryptonite.
Yeah. He runs from that shit.
Put this on your lips and your penis.
Dude, I'm trying to... Like, how would that... Ow.
I've gotten pepper spray on my dick before, so it'd probably be along the same lines. Well, they tell you, like, the first time you get pepper sprayed to lean over in the shower that night So like the water comes off. But I was like, I just got in the shower like normal and forgot what they said. And so the pepper spray went from my face down to my dick. Well, that was the second time I got pepper spray on my dick, right? The first time I got pepper sprayed, I got it on my hands and just went in the bathroom and touched it. And that sucked really bad.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Dude, it was gnarly. The first time I got pepper sprayed, I got my nose broke. It was really cool.
Wait, what?
And then,
I don't know any of this story.
I never told you guys
any
of this.
What?
No, this is a brand new story time. I was going to transition to Blizzard, but please continue with this.
I mean, we'll transition him hurting himself into Blizzard.
I got raped too. Like, no, we were doing this.
And that was the moment. I think that was the moment. We got canceled. Right at that moment.
I came out. Security forces training, and then there's this big dude in the red suit, and like you're pepper sprayed while you're going through the course, and you got a baton. And this dude said, "Whatever you do, don't hit my right knee. I just had surgery. I can't see." And I crow hop and like hit him in the right knee. And he's like 6'5", 250 pounds. And he just goes, boom, and he breaks my nose while I'm pepper sprayed. And then I stumble off and I have to pee and I touch my dick. So my nose is broken, I'm pepper sprayed, and my dick is on fire. Yay, military.
Oh my God. That sounds like...
Oh my God. Don't hit my right knee. Why would you put that dude in like the combat line? It's like,
I don't know.
My knee just got surgery. Okay, well, you're up to fight people. Continue.
This should be fine.
Yeah, that was fine.
That sounds terrible.
It was the worst day of my life, probably. I got a picture.
What was that for? Just
it was auxiliary security forces in Norfolk. It was just like police gate standing type shit.
And that was in the military?
Yeah, that was in Norfolk, Navy.
No shit.
Yeah.
We did like, we had, our basics was like you had the baton thing.
Yep.
Where you fight with the little pugil sticks.
There it is. Yeah.
And they put me against the smallest kid ever whatever reason. Because I'm like, but this kid was like a buck 18. And drill sergeants didn't know I like fought or anything. They were like, oh, Eli, you can fight him. Guider, I think his name was. Like,
you fought back then too?
I've been fighting since I was 12.
Oh, so I've was like, it because you're poor and that's you had to fight on the streets
I'm gonna
for
box and this is going to be my chance to get above poverty. I'll fight for my life.
That should be a movie. Wait.
There's probably a bunch of those. So they send like little Guider. They're like, go. And like Guider's like, hey. And he like runs at me. I sidestep him. I'm like, wham. And he's like, what? And then I just wind up and fucking like uppercut him. He like starfish flies there and lands on his back. Wind knocked out of him. And I'm like, go to hit him again. And Joseph's like, stop. I'm like, what the fuck, Quavis? And I was like, what? And they're like, who pissed in your Cheerios today? I was like, you said fight him. And everyone's just like, I was like, well, okay. This
got a neo flood. Oh.
Just like combative school. Like combative school, they were like, okay, we had a rolling and shrimping that stuff. And they were like, okay, you guys are going to wrestle the instructors. I tapped out all the instructors. I was like, okay, like, what's next? They're like, huh. Okay. Well,
they didn't like fuck with you after that?
No.
Oh, man. I got fucked with in combatives real bad.
Really?
Real bad. Because I'm a bigger dude.
I was a small guy that would tap the instructors out. So they're like,
The issue is we were doing all the blood choke or the blood chokes, whatever the fuck it is, where they cut off the blood pressure. It just wouldn't, they couldn't, nobody could get to work on me. So they used me as the example for all the instructors. And I just got, I got knocked out like 7 fucking times in a row by each instructor. No, this is how you do it. I'm like, no, okay, next instructor. No, I'm like, but this is how you do it. And it just went down the line because like we went through like 5 partners. You know how they just roll you with different people in your class, and not one person could tap me out with that shit. I was just like laughing at him, you know, being an asshole. I was like, hey, I'm going, you can't get me. Well, the big guys got me after real good. They just started air choking me, not even doing neck shit. Just like, well, that's weird. He's not moving anymore. Not laughing anymore, are you?
Dude, yeah, for the test for like level 1, you have to like, they box you and you can't hit them and you have to get behind them. And
yeah,
then, like,
you have to
tangle them up real quick. Super easy. But one of the dudes, I forget his name. It was one of the dudes that not many people liked, and he showed up late to class, and then the instructors did not like him. They beat the fuck out of him. Like, they would like the people, like the kids like slide behind you and like wrap you up. They're like, hit you a couple times and you do it. They just, the dude was like, I remember it started and the dude like, it's like, right, boom, boom, boom. And like his face is starting to swell. The dude like does a Superman punch to his face. I was like, oh, they're just beating the shit out of him right now. They don't give a fuck what's going on.
That was back, like, that was, it was like that and the grenade range, the only hands-on shit they could really do. And boy.
They were like, my buddy Cam, he got a medal for saving. He went to drill. He was a drill instructor and they got a medal for saving kids. So a female went to throw a grenade. Boop, bonk, fell in the hole with him. He's like, yeets them out of the hole and then he jumps out of it. Yeah.
Jesus. It's like that one video where, have you seen the one where the drill sergeant like trips the dude and pushes him on the ground and breaks his arm? He's like, because they're practicing throwing, and he's like trying to instruct him how to do it, and he fucks up, and so the instructor just sweeps his legs and throws him on the ground.
I've seen a lot where fucking people go to throw the grenades, and then they'll just stare there and try to watch it, and they're like, what? They just fucking leg behind, foot behind, and just slap them down.
People don't realize how heavy. I remember you have to throw this like 20 yards, and be like,
it's not a baseball. You gotta like shot put the motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like 20 yards. How hard is that? And you're like, that's like five. It's like. You're like, oh, this is really difficult to throw.
Oh, that's real heavy.
Yeah, this is meaty.
Dude, and those are the little metal pieces that Kentucky Ballistics you.
Yeah, real quick.
not good.
Okay, now to Blizzard.
Yeah, after we talk about grenades blowing up.
Yeah. So I didn't know much of this story. You're the one that's like more insightful on.
Apparently over at Activision Blizzard, I don't know if it's more Blizzard or Activision. I feel like it's more Blizzard, but I might be wrong. Out there just raping, just
pillaging,
raping and pillaging. I'm getting a glare. I'm getting a look.
We know that's not acceptable anymore. Okay,
we'll call it graping from now on. So they were graping.
Just real quick, like just don't rape people.
Yeah.
Like maybe.
Maybe
there's your sharps training for. Right. Don't rape your buddies.
Yeah,
here's your PowerPoint.
Your coworkers.
Your PowerPoint for the weekend.
Real
difficult. Don't call this episode sharps. Grape.
Sharps. Yeah, exactly. This is just sharps. This is your safety brief.
Here's your safety brief. If you go on a work trip, I guess don't bring butt plugs and expect the other employees to wear them. That's a little rude.
Or do.
This is
sharps.
Oh, that's why
sharps,
I like sharp.
Cody.
Okay.
This is learning. Now he knows.
This is definitely something that would happen in like the nerd community that have power. They're like, we
that's,
gotta be
that's what it do.
Butt plugs to make the girls wear them. But, like Black Rifle will never have this problem. Where we're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what the fuck? Why would you do any
get
of this
out
stuff?
To the alley behind the dumpster and get beat.
What were you thinking, Brad?
But yeah, man, apparently there were a bunch of employees or in management positions were just like passing around chicks nudes and shit that worked there or going to their cubicles and shit and harassing them. And when they're on trips and stuff, it was just a lot of really bad things. And then the big thing that I think it was just today that they released was like a year back, another employee was caught setting up cameras to look in the bathrooms to look in chicks as they're, you know, pissing and shitting because we all love that.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Watching those fucking turd cutters go to work.
I don't know what it is about the phrase turd cutter. I just fucking hate it so goddamn much.
Man, girl, what's that turd cutter do?
What's that butt do? Can you say butthole, man? Yeah. Fuck.
You must hold a lot of poop in that butt.
That ass is huge. There must be a lot of poop in it.
You can fill up a whole toilet, girl.
Did you guys talk with Caleb about
that? Yeah, that was in the group chat, remember? It was just talking about
Caleb.
The worst ways to talk.
The worst pickup lines.
Yeah, the worst pickup
lines. You want to go to a chicken bar? Damn, that donk is huge.
Yeah, you must poop a lot.
So now we know why Warzone has so many cheaters. They're busy
doing other stuff other than fixing the fucking game. Yo, holy shit. Which they did announce the hacking's like getting to this new level of problems. People already have was it the CryEngine is what the new Battlefield runs. The new CryEngine. They already have hacks released for the new Battlefield that's not out.
The Tornado Battlefield?
Yeah, Tornado Battlefield. Oh, Battlefield
can,
Tornado.
Can you make the Tornado your weapon?
What if you could spawn your pet
I
Tornado?
I am the Tornado!
Float in the middle of it like fucking like Storm from X-Men. Yeah.
Quadra kill.
Man, PC games. See, this is... I'm going to get yelled at for this. I loved console gaming. You know what you didn't really deal with on console that much?
Cheating.
Ever. Was there occasionally... You know, that one kid with a modded Xbox. Whatever. But fuck me running.
But Xbox, like, banned your ass for doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's so what was my favorite part. It's like, they get banned. You're like, okay, we're good.
Wouldn't they ban your Xbox, too?
Yeah.
Hardware.
Yeah.
Hardware.
Yeah, like a hardware ban.
It's like IP hardware, like everything. You're just fucked.
Yeah.
Where now they're just like, delete the account. And it's like, the game's free. We can just start it back up, and then all the issues start yet again.
But, like, with PCs, what's the solution other than dumping tons of money into anti-cheat pro, like people trying to track down cheats? Because this, I was actually just looking in a thread on Tarkov, because Tarkov is going on sale, so everyone's freaking out again, because whenever there's a sale for Tarkov,
cheats,
a huge rampant cheat wave follows, because they're making money off of it. It's easy for them to buy a bunch of accounts at that point. So, like, what do you do though? Like, what other than these companies dumping money into anti-cheat, is there like a... Or is that just PC gaming at this point?
We kill them.
That's what... You set an example.
Yeah, you set an example.
God, that was... I believed you. You...
Yeah, we kill the cheaters.
We kill the cheaters.
It's simple.
After
we kill
the
cheater.
Like,
it's
10.
It's like Joker for Batman. Yeah. We kill the Batman. We kill the cheater.
We kill the cheater. We kill like 10 of them publicly.
Publicly.
Not us. Wow. I mean, well, no, I'm talking about like... They're in Russia.
Their government.
Oh,
Tarkov.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. There we go.
Their government kills the cheaters.
And then we're good.
And then we're good. No one's going to cheat because you'll die.
Because you'll die.
That's one way. Or we ban IPs. I mean, we got two options.
Oh, wait. Right. Oh, wait. Okay. That sounds a little better.
let's just step back on the murder.
We have two options here so far. See what kind of president you would be.
Blow them up.
We're at war, guys.
Tyrant. No. We have tyrant operator here today.
Yeah, tyrant operator.
Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, we're just going to pull that joke.
Sorry, Dota, yeah. You can't play D&D with us anymore. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm a little concerned.
This is it.
I roll kill my friends.
So you're in a tavern. You're all sitting around the bar. What do? Oh, I pull out my sword and stab Eli.
Okay, this campaign is just supposed to go for 6 months. You roll a 20. Okay, Eli, you're dead.
You're level one. He stabbed you in the throat. Your jugular is just on the floor.
Can anyone heal me?
Don't miss next turn. Roll.
Kill another
friend. Campaign's over. Donut's happy.
Yeah. It's weird, baddie. I win D&D. It's weird, baddie. Why won't you run a game on unsubscribe? Because my friends are terrible people. Yeah.
I can't control them at all.
So all you got to be able to do is manipulate them, but not these two. No, they're psychopaths. Did you just...
Almost swallowed that.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I just watched your family.
I always break them off,
Eli,
and put them in.
Why? Wait, you intentionally do that?
Yeah.
So for everyone doesn't know, Eli intentionally broke the tab off his White Claw Clan, put it in the drink, and then almost choked on it as he drank it.
That's the first time that's happened, though. That's a rare occasion. I'm fine.
But why do that? What is the benefit?
Have you met me?
You know, good point. Never mind.
You're questioning
I retract my accusation, sir. Roger.
Why would you do something weird like that? You have a scimitar in your fucking... You have an Uruk-hai blade.
It's Lord of the Rings. I wanted to hang something else on the wall. It's a nerd room, and you're like, well, why is there an Uruk-hai sword on the table?
Yeah, you got a lot of Lord of the Rings stuff over here.
Okay, listen here, donut. Right.
What's that sword? Wait, that sword
It
is
looks
from?
Like Narsil. It's not.
Okay. I was going
to
say.
It's a typical sword replica. It's got a similar hilt design, though.
It's just smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's like a small
it's not. It's not like a full two-handed. It's like a hand and a half, technically.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah, you've got tiny little bitch hands.
Me.
Like a toddler.
Or me.
Oh, man.
The toddler or me.
You guys want a LARP later? I got an axe up there. I got this one. You got those. Like, we can. You guys want to go LARPing?
Side note, I wear a 10 in females because the females had the best shoe selection color I wanted. So I was like, I'm buying these running shoes in females.
Wait, just for wait. What?
I know. I was out shoe shopping yesterday.
You
for
were
running
shoe shopping for running shoes.
Yeah. And the females have really good color choices. They were like Eli's colors. It was that light
pink
blue and
or yellow.
Light blue and pink purple. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's my fucking
color.
Did
you get both so you can mix match the shoes? Run purple, one blue?
No, they only had that one, but it was on sale too. It was a clearance. I was like,
so what size in women's do you wear?
10.
So you wear like a 7s in male?
9.
did you get a tickle?
It's like, why are you bringing this up, Eli?
That was so out of fucking left field. We're talking about sword drawing. Yeah, I wear women's shoes. Like, what the fuck? This is what I do,
Maddie. Man, I was going to go a completely different
okay, we gotta record
direction with that one.
Okay, there.
All right, so the knight fights where the dudes put on armor and they hit each other with swords, right?
Oh,
what if we did that with toddlers?
Whoa!
I'm liking where this is going.
I like, it's a good start. Good start. Weird finish.
They can't. They will never hurt each other.
Yeah.
They don't have enough
force. Have you seen, okay, toddler fighting. Have you seen, like, the little kids in where they do, like, the jujitsu and shit?
Dude, have you seen the Muay Thai kids?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I couldn't remember which country or where the fuck.
Dude, that Thailand one, those kids are beating the shit out.
They were like 4.
And they're blood, like, if you haven't seen this video,
yeah. Yeah, I read the book, Fighter's Heart by Sam Sheridan. It talks about, like, you were trying to come out of poverty by fighting. Those kids literally feed their families by beating the shit out of each other.
They're 5 years old, and they're straight breaking wrists. Like.
That video, I know what video you're talking about. Just came out, and dude, these toddlers are, like, one's bloody and he's like, okay, and they're like the other toddlers are like, okay, it's take a break, drink some water, okay, get back in there, and you're like,
it was Toddler Fight Club.
Yeah, and then the toddler's like high-fiving afterwards. I was like, bro,
with
my son's
limpy
up.
Broken arm. Yeah. They're all like, just like, oh darn, next time. Like, what the fuck?
I was like, my son's a pussy. That's all I thought.
Bro, I got mad when somebody tore one of my Yu-Gi-Oh cards when I was a kid. These kids out here breaking each other, like literally breaking.
I know how I'm going to raise my next one. Taking him to Thailand and throw him in a ring.
We're starting over.
Off at the firehouse.
Yeah, we're starting over, John.
We're starting over. You played too many video games, boy. Oh, you bought too many Robux.
Yeah, we're resetting you, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those kids are fucking
terrifying. So, like, you're not far off with the armor and stuff, but, like, have you seen the actual sport? I don't remember. It's like, I don't remember what the fuck it's called, but.
Yeah, they fight each other.
For real, though. They fuck each other up. They got axes and swords and shit. They're just not, they're dulled, so they're not cutting. But they're full force. I think it's iDubbbz. Never go full force. These guys are just beating the living hell out of each other with swords, and they're wearing knight's armor and shit. Like,
they're
leather doublets.
Winded quickly, too. Yeah.
That stuff looks heavy.
That's when I think like that, but then there's like a 2,000 versus 2,000, and you're just like,
just a slow throw stab.
It's all muddy and raining, and
there's
you're
blood
just
everywhere.
Flipping on shit, and you're like standing back up. You're like, God damn it. You like swing back, you stab your buddy in the eye. You're like, I'm sorry, Brad. Fuck. Running forward, and you're like, miss, you slip, eat
you
shit, fall. And slide.
There's no stay on the ground. Like, this is it.
I would just play dead.
Somebody stab me.
I just play dead. I'd throw like two other bodies on top of me and be like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, those guys didn't do cardio either, so they're just
end
like...
End of the fight, you just...
I'd hope it was like next to a tree line so I could walk off and hide for like 30 minutes and then come
quick,
back to the battle.
Wine skin breather.
I like put dirt on my armor. It's perfectly clean.
I've been fighting this whole time.
Oh, man. Guys, that was hard. Take my helmet off. There's no sweat. Like, I was just questioning. It's like, what are you? Were you even here? Yeah, you stab that.
Oh, like this guy.
Hey, dude.
You stab a guy.
Yeah, it's your buddy. That's your team. That one.
How am I supposed to know they all look like they're wearing armor? I can't see their faces. How the fuck are you supposed to tell in the middle of like a medieval battle? They weren't wearing team red banners. Like,
oh, there was a lot of, there was a lot of,
a lot of team killing,
fratricide, friendly
fire.
Yeah, lots of fratricide.
Like, when you're, there's the line of archers, your squad's running in, they just fire. There's like, oop, we fired a little short. Just raining down on your own bros. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Oops. I'd be like, stand back, go for it. Daddy's dead.
There's that one. That go one home. The tell just his... swinging a hammer. Yeah. Smash. Ooh. Smash! Oh
man, I am killing a lot of my buddies. Get home, you're like Batty, like Lori. Batty died gallantly in the field of battle. Totally didn't stab him in the face at all. Was not me.
He was so brave.
Yeah, he was so brave. So dead. So dead.
Dude, imagine you're sword fighting. You got your mask down. You swing and you're clashing steel, and all of a sudden you're like, Eli, is that you? Yeah, you lift your little. Batty? I'm like, oh, sorry, bro. I thought you were a bad God. Guy. Like,
bro, yeah, this mud in my eyes. We can't see stab. Shit right now. I'm like, ah, from behind. Donut's like, oh, shit, Eli. I'm like,
nah. Donut, no, man. Eli.
My bee.
My bee.
Oh, no.
Donut, we'll throw some leeches on you to bleed that out. Yeah. That'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Oh,
there's ghosts in your blood. Let's give you some heroin.
The witches will cure fix that, him. Bro.
Yeah, stab my fingers. Let me bleed out real quick. Oh, I feel way better. Here's some heroin. Oh, you got shot in the gut. You're dead. Literally, that was always a thing. It's like, ah, you're dead. You got anything in the stomach region.
Your insides are just leaking around in there. It's not good. Your intestines, you're pooing into your own belly right now. It's not good, bud.
Yeah. God, those were the days.
Right? Why can't we do battle like that anymore?
Just give me a lead ball and a field surgeon. Let's do this. Like, what God. The fuck?
And then you have Dark Souls. You're like, you can push in and I'm fine.
God, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. What were we talking about? Like, Blizzard?
No, we went Blizzard to fucking...
We were talking about grapes.
My hands were small.
Oh, graping. Yeah. Don't grape your friends.
Yeah, that was the moral of that story.
War's hell.
War's hell.
War never changes.
Yeah, war never changes. Indeed.
Why are we here?
Yeah, why?
Remember, back in the old school colleges. I mean, even maybe in the new ones, every loading screen had like the different quote from fucking like Teddy Roosevelt or some shit.
Yeah.
Going to the war. I don't know what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Exactly. It's like, that's damn. Deep.
Jesus. That's sus. I think 14 of me was like, oh my God, I'm going to write that on my binder when I get to school.
Yeah, with an S.
Yeah, I was about to say with an S.
Yeah, with the S.
No fear.
Yeah, no fear. I'm going to make a pentagram. Oh, got to erase that. That's actually really bad.
Oh, I can't make a pentagram. I did too many lines.
Hey, Donut, your lip's still tingly?
It's starting to go away.
Mine are still super tingly.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's like almost gone now.
What was the next topic?
Morty.
Oh, there we go.
The next topic? You like you...
Yeah, that we're going to talk about. We didn't write stuff. Guys, welcome to Unsubscribe. Not only
this is just us hanging out. This is
audio issues.
It started out... This podcast started out with like video games. We're nerds, and it just turned into, hey guys, you want to hang out on Friday for like a couple hours
and drink? What are you doing around 2? We said 1 today. We pushed that to 2 because we were hungry.
5 p.m. Just so everyone's clear,
is it?
Wait,
5?
No.
That's an hour no, off. It's 4.
4. That's great because I have to go to Montezuma after this.
I have to go and I have to go pick up the uwu.
The oh
wait, what's at Montezuma?
I don't know if I don't want to say on the podcast. People
we'll
don't know.
Next
we'll
time.
Bleep it. Fuck it. You can leave it. It's the Scorpion CZ Scorpion.
Leave it.
It's the the Scorpion Evo 3 S1 or S2. I don't remember. It's the pistol variant, shorty boy.
Okay, what? Nice. How far is Paladin from here?
30 minutes without traffic, with traffic, 45.
Perfect. Okay, then we're good. That uwu gun's done, so I'm like, did you see it?
Yeah, you should. Okay. Yeah.
Like, so, Donut, get mine done next. You need to go with Eli.
Okay.
And you need to get a gun uwu'd.
Okay.
Well, it closes at 5:30 today.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's why I was like, but I will be going to drop my guns off whenever
you're
next.
Today, grab your Nemo.
Mm.
And just drop it off.
Just drop it off.
Yeah. I'll be good. Well, I have to go back there Monday or Tuesday, okay. Wednesday, whatever day you're back.
Okay.
Because I know you're going out of town.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for another week, probably.
Yeah. Oh, another week?
Yeah.
God dang.
So you hate us?
No. It's okay. I love you guys. I'm going to be hanging out with Grantham and Brandon Herrera.
What?
And Kentucky Ballistics and Chuck Liddell. And we're going to the sand dunes of Northern Michigan.
We didn't get that invite.
Do you want that invite?
We didn't get it.
Okay, you looked at Eli. Can you look at me and say that?
Do you want that
invite? Don't look at it. Hey, look away. What's up, Donut? Hey, where's that invite at you?
I've been doing nothing but watching Grantham videos for the last 4 days straight.
I know you've been on that kick.
Well, because I'm getting ready to start my YouTube's things.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been I just want to have sex with Mike, so.
Dude, he is an attractive man.
Oh, my God.
Well,
he's also immortal, but have you seen those memes?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you seen those?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Where he's in like the Civil War, World War One, World War Two. There's like always him.
It's his jawline. That jawline. Hey, bruh,
guys, make sure you hit and subscribe. Today we're talking about the
the comment section is out of control,
dude. That's what because I did when he first got to Japan. I like FaceTime and on stream talked to him there. And then he's been with my other buddy that's JTech, and he like FaceTimed me out of the blue, and I was like, "What the fuck, Mike want?" And I like answered it, and then he's like, "You know this person?" I was like, "Oh my god, fucking Holtz, what's up, buddy?" Like just like waving at him. I was like, "Oh, I forgot they're like Mike. Buddies and they work together."
He's one of the few guys in the industry I haven't had a chance to meet. And it's probably good because really you know, the back of the throat.
We had to make the sounds of people that are just listening instead of watching it on YouTube.
But like, I don't know. Yeah.
No, he's a really good dude. Like him. Oh yeah. You're doing your YouTubes.
I'm going to start a gun channel. It's going to be like a whole separate thing.
I'm not actually
going to say the name because I don't need to deal with people stealing that shit beforehand.
Batty Guns.
It's called Batty Guns.
It's not called Batty Guns.
Bunch of girls with bikinis, and Batty's gonna be like, "Okay,
I'm also gonna be wearing a bikini, though." Yeah, that's hell yeah. Remember Borat? Mm-hmm, the thing. Yeah, me. Mm-hmm. Ginger everywhere.
You need to start doing content again. I need to start content.
It's been a minute,
period.
Donut, hasn't it? When was the last time you put out a video?
29 days.
It's gonna be wild when unsubscribe comes out before the next donut video.
I know.
A month.
I need to do that. That's my job.
I was like Sunday. I was like, oh, I'm gonna film Sunday. Oh no.
When do you leave, Donut?
The first
Monday.
Monday.
Second.
Second. Yeah. Second's Monday. First is because I leave tomorrow. Come back Sunday.
I think I'll leave the second.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm gonna borrow all your guys' plates before then.
Yeah. Okay. Take them before we leave.
I got another set at home too.
Sweet. You're sweet.
You're sweet.
I'm collecting all the plates for this video. I won't say what the video is about because no one.
Eli's gonna wear a bunch of armor and we're gonna shoot him.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Demolition Ranch is going to shoot him.
Yeah.
How many Eli's tuned?
That's the video that's released.
One.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, we're just lining up Eli's. Which visual effects wise, because you can get the actual proper.
Okay, so maybe
this could be a video. I don't know if YouTube's ever gonna monetize that because I just do 3D replications.
But don't worry, because Raid Shadow Legends will.
Wait, did we get sponsors?
Ding!
No.
Oh shit, we didn't do a sponsored thing. Eli, you broke. This is fine. We're going to take a quick moment to talk about our sponsor today. Liquid Death Water. It's just fucking water in a can.
It's water.
I think, what was Camelback's fucking logo? It was like Hydrate or Die, right?
Was it really?
And then Liquid Death is... And Liquid Death is murder your thirst, so.
I figured hydrating leads to cum, though, you know? You ever just have a couple hour session and you're dehydrated?
Couple hours?
An hour?
Hours?
20 minutes?
Plural?
Yeah, hours is a lot of fun.
Chat, in the comments today. Chat, I called you. I called everybody chat.
Chat, if you like to fuck for hours.
I just want to know, okay, on average, how long do you fuck? That's just put a number. You know, don't say I fuck for this long. I don't
fucking lie.
Don't lie either.
Don't
thank you.
Don't fucking lie.
How long
I
do
fuck
you
for
3 fuck?
3 hours straight, my bitch loves it. No, you don't.
I want, and
your hand hates you.
Oh my fuck.
What'd you say about Ridey Reed?
Yeah. Ridey Reed.
Pamela Anderson. Yeah.
How many hours? What's a good ratio of fuck to time?
Like, how long are you winded after? Yeah.
A good fuck to minute ratio. I'm more of a like 30 minute fuck to cum ratio.
God.
What about you, though?
It feels weird hearing you guys say hours and minutes because
30 seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah. They don't call me Eli.
Don't laugh at that, Lori. Don't laugh at that. What are you doing?
Eli double tap for a reason.
Eye contact. I'm not happy. I'm really unhappy.
But at least
she's, let me see, disappointed.
Well, yeah.
At least one person comes in that relationship.
Yeah, always me.
We have the episode where we mentioned cum more times than any other episode.
Any video game.
Yeah, that we started this episode off with cum.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. So, full circle.
Yeah,
it's okay. That's honestly that's what people are. They're
people can't listen to this at work.
I say that every like,
and then they still listen
dude.
To it.
I put it in like our little description. I'm like, maybe don't listen to this one with mom. Yeah.
Mom, listen to this one. They talk about cum to minute ratio. What's that mean?
What's a cum?
Yeah, what's a cum, Mom?
Okay, I need somebody to do the math on this.
Donuts over here spending hours.
Yeah.
Fucking hours? I'm fat.
Mom, what's a Peter North 10 roper?
Ropes.
Peter North. I haven't heard that name in years.
That's true. That's that meme that Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Peter North.
Oh, no. Grandma, why are you laughing?
God, this episode's terrible.
Every episode's terrible. That's kind of what we do.
Let's talk about grape, and then let's talk about fuck ratio.
Cum sticking. You're the
cum.
Yeah, cum fuck ratio.
Is that like
mathematical
the
breakdown?
The more you fuck, the less you cum, right?
Hydration comes in.
Just shoot blanks after so many times.
Now, okay, here's
coughing dust.
Curveball, when you're drinking, how does that affect your cum to fuck ratio?
I'm probably
or your fuck to time ratio.
Fuck to time.
Fuck to time ratio goes up after drinking.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because but your cum to fuck ratio goes way down.
Mine is dead.
We're gonna have to chart this out.
So it's on a whiteboard. We're like, cum to fuck fuck to cum ratio.
So why do people listen to this?
Drunk Eli just gets bored or tired. I'm like, I'm not coming. Goodbye. I need a bedtime.
Just drinking. I'm like, no.
No. Literally, I'm like,
it's not going to happen.
Did you go? Okay.
No, me neither. High five. Go to bed. We'll all go to, bed disappointed together.
And that's fuck to cum ratio, everyone. Then we'll talk about video games one day.
Next episode on Unsubscribed, expect video games.
Steam made a console.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we got to talk about that real quick. Okay, let's
speaking of fucking and cum, Steam made a console called the Steam.
Check. Steam Deck.
The Steam Deck?
No, wait.
The Steam Deck. Yeah, because it came out the same day Stream Deck 2 released. So Elgato released the Stream Deck 2.
The Steam Switch.
No, the Steam Deck.
The Nintendo Steam? What is it called?
Steam made a collapsible controller.
Well, apparently it runs $600. It can run any game.
Yes,
I don't believe that.
They say they can run any game on Steam right now. But it's like That's weird. It's like $600 for the best one.
That's weird.
But at what quality?
They didn't say that.
Yeah.
But remember Nintendo 64 games? It's going to look like fucking Mario 64.
Because if you do, like, technically,
you got to have some fucking pointy tits.
Technically, on a small screen, if you do 720p and you just max out those settings, it will look good.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking small screen. You'll be like, okay.
But
the Witcher sex scenes aren't going to look as good. I'm just saying.
I know.
They say you can put it on your TV, though, so it would have to have better resolution.
Oh, like you can cast it? Like a Switch where
it's
you can
gonna
just
be like
plug
a Switch
in?
Where you can just put it onto your TV.
Is that your phone ringing? Eli.
Oh. It's Brandon from Muscle Rod Shop.
Oh, hi Brandon from Muscle Rod Shop.
Hi Brandon from Muscle Rod Shop.
I can't answer because we're on a podcast.
It's rude.
But I'm actually excited. Now I know you can pre-order for $5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of neat. You don't need to. You can lay away that bitch.
Yeah.
You can have it for Christmas next year. Thanks, Mom.
Till Christmas. Yeah.
And $600 for the best one. Absolutely. That ain't a bad. It's worth.
Oh, is there different tiers for it too?
Yeah.
Oh. And $600 gets you like the top.
Okay,
tier.
So I gotta know because I only saw the fucking GIF of the fucking thing collapse and opening. Does it have like a CPU? Is there like a? Is it like straight up like a fucking Switch?
Yeah,
like you can like you, it's got a, or does it have like a dock and you just plug the controller into it, or is it full on like mobile? Like you can
It's mobile.
No shit.
Yeah, you can take it with you, and then you can. I think you can dock it. They said you can hook it up to a TV. I don't know about the docking station.
I can't wait to dock with the bros.
I can't wait to dock with you guys.
We can dock.
We're gonna dock with our Steams.
Yeah.
If you know what docking is, just Google that. Dad, Google docking
on Urban Dictionary.
How do you
anywhere? Just Google it. You'll figure it out.
Three dudes talk.
Why did that? Everyone just thought.
My mind immediately went to. Unfortunately, all of us going together. I hate that
out
image.
How to do it. It would be two dudes in one.
On that note, guys, we're going to end this podcast. Go look up the Steam console for yourself because I don't want to talk anymore. Eli, double tap.
Batty streams.
Donut, hello, hi.
Everyone donut here.
We love you.
No, we don't.